Imagine calling your local family-owned bakery. You know the one, it's been sitting on the exact same corner for 40 years.
Right, the one where they actually know your name.
Exactly. The person answering the phone knows the daily specials by heart, remembers your specific nut allergy, and handles a really complicated catering request, which is absolutely perfect warm customer service. But that person you're talking to isn't the owner. And it isn't an employee either. It's actually an artificial intelligence named Morgan. Today, we're looking at how the ultimate tool for massive corporate scale, I mean, artificial intelligence, is secretly becoming the savior of the neighborhood mom and pop shop.
It's just a complete inversion of how we normally think about local business, you
Yeah.
know. We tend to associate tradition with analog methods. But the commercial reality of 2026 is, well, it's brutally efficient. If a family-owned business fights algorithms using nothing but a faded awning and good intentions, they will be completely swallowed up by massive optimized corporate conglomerates.
Yeah, which brings us to our mission for today. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a really fascinating stack of website materials and internal strategies from a digital agency operating right now. They're called Smart Marketing.
Yeah, we're a really interesting group.
And we are going to use their exact blueprint to uncover how local entrepreneurs are surviving and actually thriving in an overwhelmingly corporate landscape. Whether you are running a business yourself, managing a brand, or you are just insanely curious about how the digital battlefield is shifting right under our feet, this deep dive provides a literal playbook for how the little guy fights back.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's unpack this because the central conflict running through all these sources is just so clear. It's the legacy of the family-owned business going head-to-head with the relentless tide of corporate giants.
What's fascinating here is the juxtaposition at the very heart of their business model. Smart Marketing operates on this deeply emotional, almost romantic crusade to defend the authentic voice of the local entrepreneur. But their weapon of choice is its highly technical, heavily automated digital search presence software.
Right, which sounds like a total contradiction at first.
Exactly. They're preserving tradition by aggressively deploying cutting-edge technology. And that requires a total mindset shift from the business owners they work with.
It is a complete paradigm shift, but it makes perfect sense when you look at how the agency frames the problem. Let's dive right into their core philosophy. The team at Smart Marketing is incredibly explicit about what they are doing. Their stated mission is preserving the legacy of family-owned businesses. Specifically, protecting these unique identities from a digital landscape that they say favors scale over soul.
Scale over soul. I mean, that phrasing does a lot of heavy lifting because it perfectly diagnoses the underlying anxiety of the modern
Oh, for
consumer.
sure.
When a multinational corporate giant moves into a town or, you know, completely dominates a local search page, they bring immense scale. They have perfectly optimized supply chains, infinite resources, and massive marketing budgets. The consumer gets convenience, but the transaction feels entirely hollow. It feels soulless.
Right, the corporate giant doesn't have the little bell on the door, and they definitely don't have the owner who knows your regular order before you even reach the counter.
Precisely. But Smart Marketing recognizes a very harsh truth about 2026. Having a soul does not automatically grant you page one ranking on Google.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right. If a business relies purely on its heritage and physical community presence, it becomes digitally invisible. So this agency isn't really just selling marketing services. They're fundamentally selling digital preservation. They're building the armor required to let that soul survive a corporate siege.
I really like that. It's like they're a digital David giving the local business Goliaths a high-tech slingshot. It's a battle to keep the unique voice of the local entrepreneur alive. And looking at the sources, it takes a very specific cross-functional team to build that armor. The documents outline the core minds behind this operation.
Yeah, it's a tight-knit group.
Very tight. You've got Hunter Carver, who is the founder and strategy lead, charting the overarching path. You've got Eli Lowenstein as the financial lead, making sure the math actually works for a small business budget. Tatiana Cunningham heads up marketing, designing the actual campaigns. And then there is Catherine Casey.
Ah, yes, Catherine.
She is their human resource specialist. We are going to come back to Catherine later because her role in their AI strategy completely blew my mind.
That's wild.
But looking at this four-person leadership team, the immediate question is, how on earth does a boutique agency physically execute a strategy capable of holding off a massive corporation?
That is the exact logistical hurdle they have to clear. Because you can't just rely on clever branding to beat a conglomerate. You need an infrastructure that can mimic corporate efficiency without requiring a corporate payroll.
Right, without hiring 50 people.
Exactly. To do that, smart marketing deploys a highly specific digital arsenal. It starts with establishing a baseline of visibility and trust.
And the sources break down the mechanics of that baseline. They don't just build a digital brochure, they engineer a conversion funnel. It starts with local SEO and Google Business Profile optimization.
Right, the absolute foundation.
Exactly. Then it flows into website and landing page optimization, where the focus is entirely on fast, mobile-friendly design layered with SEO-focused layouts designed to turn passive visitors into loyal customers.
And we really need to look at the why behind those specific services. Take local SEO and Google Business Profiles, for example. Google's local search algorithm primarily rewards three things: relevance, distance, and prominence.
Okay. Relevance, distance, prominence.
Yeah. A local shop naturally has relevance and distance. What they lack is prominence, which the algorithm largely measures through the recency, velocity, and localized sentiment of customer reviews.
Ah, which explains why review and reputation management is the next massive pillar in their service list. They aren't just crossing their fingers and hoping a happy customer remembers to leave a 5-star rating when they get home.
Exactly. They are mechanically engineering that prominence.
Yeah.
Imagine a 60-year-old hardware store. In the past, the owner gave great advice, the customer bought a hammer, and walked out happy. The digital footprint of that interaction was zero.
Right, totally invisible.
But with smart marketing system, the moment that transaction clears the point of sale system, it triggers an automated workflow. 10 minutes later, while the customer is walking to their car, they receive a personalized SMS thanking them and providing a frictionless one-tap link to leave a review.
Oh, wow. So the local hardware store suddenly has the review velocity of a Home Depot simply because the system never forgets to ask. And they pair that with marketing automation set up to manage leads, social media content scheduling to maintain a consistent presence, and analytics and performance reporting so the owner actually has data-driven insights instead of just guessing what works.
Notice the underlying mechanism connecting all of those services, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about capturing the heavy lifting of customer acquisition and condensing it into automated workflows.
Here's where it gets really interesting, and I have to push back on this premise just a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
If the entire stated goal of a family-owned business is to maintain its soul, you know, its unique voice, its deeply personal touch, doesn't heavily automating the customer communication, the review gathering, and the social media feeds run the risk of making them sound exactly like the cold, robotic corporate giants they are trying to fight?
Yeah.
Doesn't automating the relationship fundamentally kill the soul of the business?
That is the exact tension at the heart of modern business. And it's the biggest hurdle agencies face when pitching to legacy owners. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at what automation actually provides to a small business. It isn't replacing the relationship. It is providing the one resource the local entrepreneur is completely out of.
Time.
Yes.
Time.
Which makes perfect sense, because time is the one metric a mom-and-pop shop simply cannot scale. A massive corporate conglomerate can easily hire 50 people just to monitor a general email inbox, instantly respond to leads, curate social media feeds, and run A/B tests on website data.
Right.
The local entrepreneur is likely doing the books at midnight, managing inventory at dawn, and physically working the register all day.
Exactly. If the local owner has to manually post to Instagram, manually email every new lead, and manually ask for reviews, they burn out. The quality of their physical product suffers. By streamlining these exact digital workflows, automation acts as a great equalizer.
It makes me think of a restaurant's prep kitchen.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Right. The automation is basically the sous chef behind closed doors. It's chopping the onions, reducing the stock, and doing all the tedious, time-consuming administrative labor. It does all of that so the human owner, the head chef, has the actual bandwidth to stand in the dining room, talk to the guests, and focus on the final presentation.
That is a perfect analogy. The automation handles the digital scale, which builds a protective barrier around the owner's time.
Mm-hmm.
The owner is then freed up to provide the physical soul in the actual store. They can be present.
Yeah.
The automation doesn't overwrite their authenticity. It is the infrastructure that allows their authenticity to survive.
That completely flips the perspective on automation. It isn't a compromise. It's baseline survival. It's table stakes for 2026. But standard marketing automation alone, you know, just triggering emails and scheduling posts, that isn't going to give a local shop a true cutting-edge advantage over a massive corporation. everyone has standard automation now. To actually win, they need something radical. Which brings us to the absolute front line of smart marketing strategy, their intense integration of artificial intelligence.
And this is where smart marketing heavily separates itself from a traditional digital agency. They aren't just using AI in the background to clean up code or spell check emails. They're putting advanced generative AI front and center, integrating it deeply into their clients' brand identities and their own daily operations.
The sources include notes from a presentation demonstrating exactly how companies are benefiting from Google Gemini features. And the list of what smart marketing is using Gemini to execute is just staggering.
Yep, it's huge.
It goes way beyond basic text generation. They are using it to conceptualize and create brand logos. They are using it to parse complex website analytics, meaning the AI is looking at bounce rates, heat maps, and conversion funnels, and then instantly suggesting layout variations.
Mm-hmm.
They are drafting comprehensive marketing content, managing real-time customer engagement through social feeds, and they are even using Gemini to help draft companies' mission statements.
Let's pause and look at the scope of that capability, because it is incredibly broad. We are talking about utilizing a single AI model for both highly analytical, quantitative tasks, like parsing that performance data, and highly creative, deeply subjective tasks like visual brand design and mission statement generation.
And it goes beyond just the back-end services they provide to clients. The agency actually uses it for their own public-facing operations.
Mm-hmm.
The sources know that if a prospective client wants to get a free custom quote, they can email the team at smartmarketing305@gmail.com. Sure.
Right, standard email.
But they can also literally call a direct phone line. It's 772-293-44-NEVIN. And speak directly to their AI assistant, Morgan.
That is a crucial detail. Think about the friction of a small business trying to intake a new client. Normally, a human has to stop what they are doing, answer the phone, qualify the lead, explain pricing, and take down information.
Yeah, interrupting whatever they were in the middle of.
Exactly. By deploying Morgan on the front lines, they've completely eliminated that friction. The AI can handle complex, natural-sounding conversations, negotiate basic scheduling, and generate a customized quote based on the caller's specific needs, all without a human team member ever picking up a phone.
So what does this all mean? I mean, really think about the philosophical implications of this for a second. We are talking about an agency whose entire stated mission is protecting the unique, authentic legacy of the family-owned business, but they are deploying an artificial intelligence to write the mission statement, the absolute core of what a business believes and stands for.
It's wild when you frame it like that.
Right. And they have an AI named Morgan acting as the very first voice a potential client hears when they call. How is a local business supposed to stay local and authentic if a machine is designing its deeply personal brand identity and talking to its customers?
It's a fascinating paradigm shift, and honestly, it challenges everything we assume about authenticity. But there's a specific detail in the sources that unlocks exactly how smart marketing views this integration. Think back to the leadership team we discussed earlier. Who delivered the presentation on how to use Google Gemini for all these creative marketing and data analysis tasks?
That was Catherine Casey.
And do you remember her job title?
Wait a second. She isn't the marketing lead. That's Tatiana Cunningham. She's the human resource specialist.
Exactly. This raises an important question. Why is the human resources person delivering the presentation on integrating AI into creative design and customer engagement workflows?
Oh, wow. Because they don't view the AI as just a software tool. You don't have HR do a presentation on how to use a new spreadsheet software. You have HR do a presentation when you are onboarding an employee.
Precisely. If human resources is the department teaching AI integration, it means the boundary between software and staff is completely blurred. AI is no longer just an application sitting on a desktop. It is being treated as digital staff.
That is crazy to think about.
It is being onboarded.
Mm-hmm.
It's being managed. It is being given a persona, like Morgan. Catherine isn't giving an IT presentation. She's essentially running a management training seminar on how to direct your newest digital employee.
That changes the entire calculation. It completely reframes what an AI assistant actually is. Morgan isn't an automated answering machine with a phone tree. Morgan is the receptionist.
Exactly.
Google Gemini isn't just a design program. It's the junior copywriter, the data analyst, and the graphic design intern all rolled into one. By treating AI as digital staff, a four-person agency like Smart Marketing suddenly have the creative output, the analytical processing power, and the customer service bandwidth of a 50-person corporate team. And more importantly, they are passing that exact scalable capability down to the mom-and-pop shops they defend.
And that right there is the blueprint. That is how you actually survive the corporate giants in 2026. You don't try to outspend them, and you don't try to outwork them manually. You use tools like Gemini and conversational AI assistants to instantly scale your own operations.
Yeah.
The small business owner transitions from being the person doing all the tedious labor to becoming a manager of digital staff, directing the AI to execute the workflows that used to require a massive corporate payroll.
It really brings everything full circle for you, the listener. If you are trying to navigate this landscape, Smart Marketing's 2026 playbook proves that you do not have to make a binary choice between preserving a traditional legacy and utilizing highly advanced tech.
No, not at all.
In fact, you can't choose. They are completely intertwined. Tools like automated review management, Google Gemini, and AI assistants like Morgan aren't destroying the local business. They are the modern armor protecting it.
It is an incredibly compelling blueprint, and it demands that we stop viewing automation and AI as the enemy of authenticity. We have to start viewing them as the very mechanisms that allow authenticity to survive at scale.
Yeah, that's powerful.
The ultimate goal here is to offload the digital heavy lifting so that the human element, the actual soul of the business, can thrive where it matters most, which is face to face with the customer.
Which means it's time to take a hard look at your own workflows. I want you to ask yourself, where in your own life or your own work might you be accidentally sacrificing your soul for scale? Are you drowning in administrative tasks, email chains, and social media scheduling that an automated system or a digital AI assistant could handle?
Probably, yeah.
And more importantly, how might you use that tech to reclaim your time so you can actually get back to doing the deeply human things that made you start your journey in the first place?
It is a vital audit to perform, because the reality of 2026 is that if you don't aggressively manage your time and your technology, the corporate landscape will absolutely manage it for you, and it will leave you behind.
Absolutely. You have to build the crepe kitchen so you can actually enjoy the dining room. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final lingering thought to mull over. We started by talking about that traditional brick and mortar storefront, the faded awning, the bell on the door, the human owner knowing your name. We've established that a family-owned business can use an AI like Gemini to analyze decades of its own history, to draft a perfect core mission statement. It can use automation to write its social media, and it can use an AI assistant like Morgan to actually talk to its customers on the phone with perfect recall and empathy. So if the AI is doing the talking, the writing, the designing, and all the customer engagement, does the soul of that business actually reside in the human owner anymore?
That is the ultimate question.
Right. Or, over time, as the AI learns and adapts to the community perfectly, does the artificial intelligence eventually become the true, authentic voice of the brand? We'll leave you to explore that paradox on your own.